Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every single one of us has something ridiculous or random that we're known for. So what about you? What is the ridiculous or incredible thing that you are known for?
Maybe you're the Mariners crying guy. Maybe you're the dump here guy.
Those are
maybe
legends.
Maybe you're the Mariners witch guy.
206-803.
What a weird season.
It's one we will talk about for the rest of time, Steve Miggs. 206-803-ROCK. What ridiculous or incredible thing are you known for, Lauren and Puyallup?
I have a split uvula.
What is a split uvula?
I don't even know what that means.
Most people don't. The hanging ball in the back of your throat. Looks like a little punching bag. I have two. So it's split.
Does that have any benefits that come with it?
Oh, yeah. It makes the fellas happy.
Definitely. I would say the exact opposite. I'm a gagger.
How did you find out that you had this thing going on with your uvula?
Honestly, just as a kid, I don't know. I've always had it this way. So I remember discovering it as a kid. I don't know, probably brushing my teeth or something and realizing that that's not normal. I don't know.
I would say the entire time I just assume that everyone has a split uvula until someone notices it.
I mean, I have siblings, so I don't know. You have health class at an early age, and like your mouth doesn't look like what they're showing you it should look like for brushing teeth and stuff. So I don't know when I realized I had it, but dentists don't seem too thrown off by it. So maybe it's not as rare as I think, but I've yet to meet somebody with one. So
are there any negative side effects to having a split uvula? I mean, like, do they say like, oh, you should stitch it together, or are you totally fine to just have it the way that it is?
I mean, again, a gag a lot. That's not a perk in the dating world. Let's just put it that way. But no, at one point,
I love you.
At one point, I like asked about getting it pierced, just to be weird, and everybody shot me down and said it probably wasn't a good idea. So.
Can I just say something? I guess I'm going to out myself as being a moron once again.
Yeah, that's fine.
I thought that thing that was hanging was your tonsils.
No. I think it's like attached.
Oh, sorry, Danny.
It's like attached to the top of your throat, kind of.
So
are the tonsils back behind there?
I don't know, apparently. I thought when they had the tonsils removed, that was the thing that you had removed. I've never had my tonsils removed. So I just, all my entire life, I thought when I saw my uvula, I thought it was my tonsils until today.
Well, there you go.
Thank you.
Learn something.
Thank you, Lauren. Had it not been for you, I would have never known that.
Okay. And Lauren, if you ever do decide to pierce your split uvula, please let us know.
I will. I'll send pictures.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
206.
I gag a lot.
803 Rock.
We said this morning. I gag a lot.
Some people are into that, Steve.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Daily Miggs Show.
How would you like to beat Steve Miggs with his fully intact uvula? He has 317 wins, 104 losses, and 88 ties in 2025.
I might choke from time to time, but I do not gag.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 6:50.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.